Don't answer that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Versus Podcast, episode 15. I don't got the normal crew in here today. Some experts of the culture for this one. So big shout out to Scott, King Quay, Mr. Evo. I gave them the week off. And then I'm gonna start on that. So hey, this is Versus Podcast episode 15. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Versus_podcast. And I got some great guests like I previously expressed. I'm gonna let them introduce themselves. I'm gonna start with the doodler first.
Yo, these are always hella weird. Hi, internet listeners. My name is HP Fangs, and that's what I'm going to go with. That's all I got.
All right.
It doesn't get better than that.
All right. And we also got the comedian.
Yep. I'm Brian Granger, Port City's two-time Port City top comic from Wilmington. And I'm in the house to talk about Bay Area culture and music.
Yay!
Yeet.
So I had to get, you know, I got my man HP and Brian in here because we're gonna get dumb. They just recently announced that the Bay Area legends are going head to head. They found the only two people next to MC Hammer that doesn't have dreads to have a versus in Oakland. And as much as I know about hip hop, and you know, I would not do this podcast justice, me talking about E-40 and Too Short, and how important this is to the culture. So I brought, you know, neither one of them are from the Bay, but both have frequently there, and you know, and I know they are I know they're fans of E-40.
Yeah,
I don't know. Are either one of y'all fans of Too Short?
Yeah,
I'm a loose fan of Too Short in that, like, I completely understand his status. I know he's the god, but I wasn't pimping. So it didn't really Too Short never really resonated.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, I love him. I love his features. I love saying, bitch!
Yeah, and you don't really like nasty rap anyway. You know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Dudes talking about what the dick do in a rap just kind of, if you're like, it ain't for me. But, yeah.
I'm sorry.
He did say, Tina, the sperm cleaner, and that, for whatever reason, will always be one of my favorite lyrics. I remember, oh god, I was seventh grade, and I was on the bus to school, and my homeboy was talking about the song. What was it?
Cocktails.
Anyway. But Tina, the sperm cleaner, made me laugh my face off.
Yeah, I mean, Too Short. Yeah, like, I'm kind of the same. But definitely respect him. I mean, I'm not a fan. You know what I mean? Like, he's not someone I ever was. There's people that I didn't like, and he wasn't nobody I never did. Cause I feel like my uncle put me back on it, and my uncle got Bay ties, like West Coast ties. So I remember he told me about it, and it was just someone that was always, he was just never really lyrical enough for me, even back then. But I appreciated the pimp. It was like, and I, you know, as a young, you know, a young kid at the time, I appreciated it, just, you know, because I knew I wasn't really supposed to be listening to Too Short. So it had that taboo kind of you know, like I said, my older uncle kind of like put me on. And it's like oh shoot, what are you, you know. But I can't yeah. think of a Too Short album that I've ever listened to in entirety. But I would have to say I would, even though I met E-40, we were in a movie together, I would say I'm more of a Too Short fan of features than 40, which I would think E-40 just is the favorite going in this, but I'm not sure.
I don't know, man. Because I feel like I'm an E-40 fan, first off. And not like an E-40 fan in this battle, but an E-40 fan from day one. But I feel like Too Short...
You weren't there when he was putting sprinkles on people.
I was there when he was sprinkling people. I bought Sugar T album. That's how real I was with it. But I feel like Too Short might be the favorite. I think he's just got... He's got a more understood legendary status.
How do you feel, Brian?
I mean, for both of these cats, I bought all of their albums and their catalogs. And me being originally here from the East Coast, it took me a while to catch on what the appeal was, really. I was like, you guys, they were both, not E-40 so much, but when Too Short was around and I was out there, it sounded like something that a third grader would come up with as far as lyrical. I wasn't really quite on to what they were doing. And once I got to, you know, adapt to the lifestyle, then the music started resonating on me because it was most of the live instrumentation that was put into both of those guys' records. The heavy synthesizers and keyboards and things and all that stuff. So it sounded better in the car as opposed to like an Onyx album or Def Jam, you know what I mean? So that was definitely a big part of it. Between the battle, who might be the favorite one in there? I would definitely say maybe Too Short, but you know, E-40 got some ground roots in there, but Too Short's hits on a national scale probably are a little bit more recognized than E-40.
But I mean, I don't know if either one of y'all watched the Gucci versus Jeezy, because I mean,
I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah. So that was not like the traditional verses where people are playing hits, the big hits where people know. Like, more so Gucci, but even a little bit Jeezy, I feel they went more for hometown favorites and not necessarily look to appease the masses.
Which I think that's exactly what this battle is going to be, because the Bay is such, it's such a universe. And like these two dudes are like both Galactus for the Bay. Yeah. Like I don't even think there's a scope outside of that area for them where this battle's concerned.
Yeah, because I mean,
Too Short's also got legend in Atlanta too. Because you got to think for the last 20 something years, his ground roots have been based in Atlanta also. So that's another big part of why he might, end up coming out the victor on top of this one, that he's got two set, places where he can actually, he's base roots. And
I mean, that's true, but like 40 could also take like New Orleans in that area.
Right.
Like he was rocking, Bay and Vallejo was like the spot, but he was doing work with P and No Limit from way back in the day.
Day one. And, I guess I could say that 40 is also, ground root in Atlanta, because he did a lot with Lil Jon, too. I think
Yeah.
I kind of forget about that. He brought in that whole snap, you know, trend that was going on for a while. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a good battle.
I've been most excited for this battle. Like, I haven't been more excited for a battle.
Right. No, so you're saying you are more excited for this than Erykah Badu and Jill Scott?
Jill Scott?
I mean, I only wanted to see Jill Scott work a microphone.
I don't think that it's a battle. They do shows together. That's a weird one. You know what I mean? Like, they both play off of each other.
I don't think this is going to be a battle either.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they ain't going to be going up at each other. You know, if it were to be a real battle, as opposed to two people that might have had, you know, animosity towards each other, it would have been E-40 and Mac Dre. But, you know.
Yo. Right? Yeah, 100%. Because that's like the who owns Hyphy battle.
Right. Who owns Vallejo?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Magazine Street versus Hillside.
Hillside, yeah.
See, that's why I got y'all, because I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
From the HILL side, though.
Yeah, I mean, E-40 is one of those people I grew up on. I got a lot of different wisdom from, like, you know, he taught me different things as a man today that I kind of take with me. You know, he's the only one that got me into reading the Bible and that started off with the book of Proverbs. So,
yeah.
He's definitely one of those people I would say is a mentor as far as me growing up.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, so for me, 40 was, I mean, just day one fan, not like casual, like day one. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because, like, 40 made it dope to be weird, innovative, and just still hella hood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was on some, he was, built and what? Why are you doing that? And I was, like, I was drawn to it.
See, I'm you know? The exact opposite. Like, I never, he didn't, I mean, like, it's like almost the exact opposite for Too Short. Like, I still respect 40. I respect it, something that I don't get, but I don't get, and I don't like it. And I have a bunch of my homeboys that like 40, like, because some of the people I play cards with, you know, and they be playing 40, and I'm like, man, skip, you know, and it was like, you don't mess with 40, and I'm like, he just don't, except for like a few stuff, and it's more so just the songs, not necessarily him. Like, you know, he got the joint with Big Sean, you know, Snap Your Fingers that y'all talking about earlier. You know,
right, yeah.
Everything else is, you know,
You know what it is, and I figured it out in my 20s. I didn't realize how drunk he was at the start of his career.
Yes!
So that also is a big part of the play. You get to hear somebody so hammered laying down the whole album. And that is the genius of it, is that he is really fucked up. Not a little bit. He's hammered.
Earl 40 Water. 40. But yeah, like, even outside of that, I mean, just from a literary standpoint, right? Just from a literary standpoint, you have the ability to just make up an entire lexicon of words that people will gravitate to, follow, repeat, and you're killing songs with it.
Yeah, and you do it drunk.
And you do it drunk.
There's definitely a Hemingway type of genius about that.
I mean, on paper, it's Wu-Tang Clan. There's no or Dunn language with QB. There's no, I mean, you know, like, it's the same thing, But for some reason, I gravitated towards that style of music and having and language and all that kind of stuff versus 40.
Because there's a difference between slang and language. Like, E-40 wasn't making slang. He was making entire languages. And that might be it. Like, you're done, cut on. And, you know, what from Wu-Tang caught in? Like, Shaolin? I don't know. But, like, Manish, Yaper. All of these words, like, people are still using now. Lit. Understand it.
Lit is a big one.
Yeah.
Lit, he came up with that. Captain Save-A-Ho.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
That people use in day-to-day, lame, sick, you know, all that shit. All the shit that people thought he came up with.
Manish, hella. I mean, hella ain't his, but like.
No, hella's not his. That's definitely a Bay Area thing. But, you know, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
There's the shit that he came up with. Like, I can tell you right now, like, Lick was definitely his. I didn't hear people, you know what I mean? Nobody described pulling a robbery as a lick until I heard it.
As hitting a lick.
Yeah.
What's your definition of a lick? Taking a nigga. Dust in the disgusted.
So right, are y'all saying lick L-I-C-K or lit L-I-T?
L-I-K.
L-I-K.
Yeah, L-I-K.
Yeah.
Okay, at first I thought y'all saying he invented lit, like L-I-T. Like it's lit.
Nah.
Nah, I don't know.
Hit the lit.
He might have, but no.
So with Too Short, are you so like I was just saying, like it's so Bay. Do you think Too Short will try to appeal to like the New York and play his like Jay-Z features? Like, will they get played or do they get no love in a battle versus E-40?
I don't think he's getting anywhere with that Jay-Z feature. I think Too Short is gonna do for the Bay too.
Yeah,
I think both of them. They're both for the Bay. They don't care. I mean, not that they don't care about any other regions, but this time for them getting together, I'm sure in conversation, they're saying, we gonna do this for the Bay.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna get to hear this.
No. I'll be very surprised because I don't see it. That don't even feel right.
Huh?
What you're gonna hear is Too Short's got one album that really pretty much encompasses Oakland, and it's called Shorty the Pimp. And that album right there has got, you know, probably about five or six different songs on there that will, you know, for the most part, just kind of lean the crowd towards him. And they're Arsenal songs. And then he's got, you know, they might end up doing Players Ball together. You know, I don't even know how they're going to switch that one up when both of them are on that song. And that was definitely a big Bay Area anthem still to this day.
Okay.
And they're going to have to split that up somehow. I don't even know how that's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. But the feature songs, yeah, I don't know that any of them is going to do anything like that.
So, I mean, what about, so, because, like I said, I'm looking.
Damn, 40 started Popo, Fetty.
Right.
Slap, which.
Slap.
If anything hits hard, you slapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I knew Yay Area.
Load.
Anyway, sorry. I'm.
Were you talking about a car? Load. Yeah, they. You know, what's funny is that Vallejo in general has always had a different language than everywhere else in the Bay Area too. They talk different than niggas from everywhere else. Richmond, Oakland, and everybody's got kind of their own dialogue. But they definitely are on some other type of shit. You know, they call each other Cuddy, and you know. All this off the wall stuff that only they know about. You know, if you're from that area, you'd be like, oh, what's up, Sahab? Yeah. You know, so when I heard a nigga say slap one time, you know, I really didn't know what he was talking about. They were from the mail, but then this nigga was like, "Hey, go get the strap." They were talking about a bottle of Hennessy, you know. Mm-hmm. So everything mixed matched and different, you know, different ways that they talk. They could definitely fool the hell out of some cops, I'll tell you that.
Fizzax.
So 40, is 40 gonna play like the Big Sean song? Is that what happened today?
He might. He might. I mean, 40's got a long catalog. He don't have to play that, but he might because it's a big one.
Because it's a big hit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
like,
you can't have Big Sean on the song. He's just going to rap his verse and then they cut it off like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Oh. No doubt. They're just going to do his verse.
Oh, okay.
So, Brian, have you watched any of like a whole verses at all?
That's exactly what I was just gonna say. I actually never did. I watched a little bit of the snippet, you know, like of the Jeezy and Gucci battle. That was the only one that I saw. It doesn't appeal to me. It doesn't spark my interest. You know what I mean? Because I thought, you know, in the verses battle, I thought that these two guys were, when they first started, whatever rappers would actually do freestyle rapping, freestyle battle. And then when I found out they just gonna be playing a hit and singing them over, I was like, nah, that doesn't sound like anything I want to do.
I mean, what makes it interesting is, like, I feel like, and for this, one of the best ones is DJ Premier and RZA. When they tell their stories of how like the song came to be, or especially when the two people like, have history or something together, you know.
Right.
So it's like hip hop 101 or R&B 101. Those are the moments that make it interesting. Like especially if it's artists that you're into. Like I'm imagining. With two people like this, you're gonna hear like a lot of stuff you might not even know. And they got like a lot of inside stuff that they might kind of spill the tea on.
And they're about to drop an album, so they might like release some of that. Well,
no, I hope not. That's one thing.
Not
what you know. Like, I hope they don't play it like in the verses because I hate the verses. Is not to be. You can debut your new music, but not in the actual verses. You know,
right. Oh, I don't think they'll do it for like in the verses, cause yeah, ain't nobody trying to hear that. Like, we want
like
oh snap, he did that on him.
Yeah, like Brandy tried to do that. There's a couple people that try to drop a new song, and I'm like, nah, you don't do that. You might play it at the end of the verse. Like the best thing is to play it at the very end of the verses, like after it's over and you arguably won or lost. Hey, yo, check out my new song or album. It's available on iTunes, whatever. But nobody want to hear that. Like, you don't, like, nobody even really want to hear your recent stuff. They want to hear your classics.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Like, like if you're typically so far, if you're in the verses, nobody want to hear your new song.
Nah, yeah, that ain't what we came here for, player.
Like, we didn't come to the sea. We did not come to the seafood restaurant for chicken.
Yeah,
you know the thing with these things, and something new that comes to the culture. I'm already a curmudgeon with it. I feel like at 41, I'm the same way. But as soon as this came out, I was already hating it. You know, anything new that happens, I just. I'm like, nah, I ain't with that shit. And you know, a part of it is because I'm so passionate about the thing because I watch stuff get so commercialized. So I'm lightening up a lot now, and I'm starting to embrace the newer stuff coming on. I'll give it a chance now. You know what I mean? Whereas before, I'd just be like, you know, right off the bat, dismissing.
Well, this ain't really
nah, man. New. Embrace that hate. Embrace that hate. You right.
It ain't really new, I mean, it really, essentially, it's like, it started out kind of like a version of a beat battle. It kind of,
yeah. And beat battle sucked.
But not this, well, I mean, but they were playing like their songs. It was like producers playing their hit record beats, not like the beat battles I used to do with unknown beats. It's like beats that you could bop to. So it started that, and I feel like it organically grew. I mean, and you got two people of the culture do it behind it, Swiss and Tim. So it ain't like no culture vulture, and they're kind of cashing in, but they ain't sold out.
Kind of, right.
You know what I mean? So true, I understand what you're saying, Brian, but this ain't it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's not like DJ Vlad or you. It's not like Vlad TV presents versus battles and no shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't rock with Vlad. We only rock with the red couch from Lewis C.
True.
I still watch his interviews. That's the funny thing. I really, you know, have ill feeling towards that guy, but I watch all of his interviews.
So do the police. and the feds, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Been locked up going on Vlad, and I don't know what.
And then, I mean, well, we're getting going off on a tangent, but then he gonna piss off Minister the like his homeboy Lord Jamar, like I don't even know who rocked with Vlad, because after he said this Farrakhan. Like you got the street people hopefully ain't going to mess with you no more. And then the woke people ain't going to go mess with you. Like,
yeah, you can't mess with the street disciples and the seven percenters and you messing with the gods.
You killed your whole fan base.
Yeah.
That was it. It only takes one thing.
So, but I mean, he already cashed out now, so I'm sure
he's that's all right. He's a white boy. He'd be all right.
Yeah, but is he from the Bay or?
He sounds like he is.
Like I know he
was. I don't know enough about him.
Like, I really don't
either. He's from like Russia or something, but he definitely grew up on the West Coast. Like he came up on my radar with the Tupac mixtape. You know, like back in the day, they had like. It was Dirty Harry, Green Lantern, and then they did the Biggie mixtape for Rap Phenomenon, and then they did a Tupac one, and Vlad was a part of it.
Oh.
You know, and then, you know, that was way back in the day, and that's when he first got on my radar, but it is what it is. So what are y'all, Brian, are you going to try to watch this one?
Is it free?
Yeah,
free. Oh yeah, definitely. As long as I ain't got to pay for it.
Yeah, you can watch it either. Well, yeah, you can watch it on. You just go to Instagram, or go to Versus TV there, and you just click it. It's like an Instagram Live.
Yeah,
you know, like now if you got an Apple product or whatever, you can kind of watch it on Apple Music or on Apple TV. But
and you know I don't.
yeah. But so they got kind of fancy with it. But really, it's pretty cool watching it on Instagram because you get to see people react. You like even though I watch it on Apple now, I kind of miss, you know, seeing people, you know, like, oh, Ebro talk about, ooh, or Fat Joe. Like, Fat Joe used to be heavy in the comments. And, like, you're literally watching your celebrities. You're fanning out with your people that you're a fan of.
Right.
Like, you know, in real time. So that was always kind of crazy, you know what I mean? And just seeing all that. But yeah, it's completely free $3.99. I think it's this Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the 19th. Haji, have we found a location where we're gonna watch that at?
I mean, like I said, there's my crib and my iPad.
All right, go ahead. You, man, you selling all that artwork. Go ahead and cop the Apple TV. Like, that's nothing. That's just like one piece of your artwork now. Like, you, matter of fact, you can draw a picture of E40 T short, sell it for the price of the Apple TV, and have that rocking.
Well, I was about to say, I'll just draw a picture of Too Short and E40 and put their lyrics on it, and then we'll just call that the battle.
Man, I'm trying to see this. Actually, well, I mean, I'm saying just because I got a podcast. I rank this up there with Ashanti and Keisha Cole for me. We're down there.
That's a bad look.
I mean, but yo, just how you're hyped, there's people that are really, or were really hyped for that Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
Yeah, the weird thing with Ashanti and Keisha, you know, Ashanti was on that special line of going to be like Beyonce. I don't know where her career just took the wrong turn, but it seems like she had a lot more clout than Keisha Cole did on a global scale. You know what I mean? Ashanti was a pop star.
Yeah.
R&B star.
Well, compared to what we're talking about, and that's in the scenario, Ashanti would be Too Short. Like, you know, some of the big songs might be a little bit bigger, but the full body of work, the way people are talking about it, Keisha Cole would definitely be E40 and come over with that body of work, right? And Keisha Cole, and this is not me talking, this is just the internet's, Keisha Cole is the better singer, so that's why they feel like that she's gonna body Ashanti. A lot of people are saying, like, when she's like, because with you haven't really watched any of them, but a lot of times, you know, not every song, but they, you know, they perform the song a little bit, you know what I mean? So they don't just let the album play. They might just rock the beat, let the beat rock, and they might perform it. And Ashanti don't want any, from what the internet is saying, Ashanti don't want none of that live music smoke.
Right. Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah.
So that bring up another point, because I'm thinking of women and how they be catty. Has there ever been any kind of riff or any kind of thing between E40 and Too Short?
No.
Nah.
Not at all.
Have they done songs together?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they did Players Ball.
Yep. Ooh, and then they did Nigga Don't Act Like a Bitch.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they've done a number of songs together.
So they're just gonna be drinking. They're probably just gonna be drinking E40 wine, having a good old time.
Yeah, it's just gonna be a couple homies up there doing for the bay.
I wonder if we're gonna get a Jadakiss moment.
I don't know the Jadakiss moment.
Oh, you know, it was Jadakiss and Fab, but there was a bunch of memes of Jadakiss just doing like the old man dance, just feeling real good. there's always gonna one thing the verses is gonna do. I almost feel like you can rate them by the memes. Like, there's gonna be some memes come out of verses.
Well, I can tell you this right now. This verses battle has the oldest MC in the game ever. So, I mean, right off
the bat. Yeah, dude's like 50, 54?
Who, Too Short?
He might be 60.
Yeah.
Is that all he is?
I think he's like 54, 55. I don't know if he's 60 yet.
Okay.
I feel like he was 54 like a couple years ago. Because he just had his first kid at like 50-something.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Oh, that's not fair to the kid. You can't I feel bad as a dad now.
He's 54, you're right. 1966.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's 56.
April 28th, so he's 54.
He's 54?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was somewhere around that.
He has five. He's been married since 2000. Damn, he's been married 20 years. How are you pimping and married?
That's pimping. That's definition pimping.
So,
And how old is his wife?
Probably 20.
Probably like 25.
they've been married 20 years, so she's probably 41.
Yeah, I said 25. That's bad math.
I just thought you were trying to be funny.
Nope, that was just me doing bad math.
You know what I always have wondered? What kind of relationship Too Short might have with his mom? I would...
She wasn't home enough. She was a good woman, but she wasn't home enough.
Because you know, when you get older, the songs were cool when you were younger. But when you get older, you're like, hey, I wonder if this guy hates women. I don't know. You know. Not in my life do I really approach women with that kind of, you know, crass and confidence.
And if you got a daughter, she got to hear them songs, and you got some explaining to do.
You know good and well he had a daughter. You know good and well that he was going to get that all that karma.
Yeah. Oh, facts.
Yeah.
Like, you only going to have one, and you're gonna have one in your 50s? Daughter.
Yep.
You are name her Destiny.
Now go ahead and explain Tina the sperm cleaner.
Yeah. Well, hold on, honey. this is the environment I grew up in.
Yeah, you live down here in Wakanda, so you don't have to hear all that. Where black people can be queen.
Oh man.
It is really funny to watch these guys now at this point, because you know, like I said, I grew up on all this music. And not to say that I'm anybody of any different moral character. I just knew that, you know, I knew that this was entertainment for me. Some people did not know that. You know what I mean? Like, some people that just did not resonate to them. I know guys that will talk to women like that. You know what I mean? They'll call them up and be like, hey, what's up, bitch? I'm trying to holler at
you. Well, I think that's the problem with today's music. There ain't no separation.
People, right.
People don't realize, like, I didn't try to embody what I was listening to. It was entertainment for me. But people listen to... Go ahead.
Oh, because the lines are blurred now because everybody's so accessible, right? Like before, there was a clear separation. You were on TV, you were on the radio, you are clearly a celebrity and somebody I can't reach. I view this as entertainment. Now it's like you can at whoever, or you can catch them on TikTok and they feel like a person.
Yeah.
Or the chatty house, the clubhouse.
Yeah, the clubhouse. You know, like all these people are accessible, so you start to feel like, oh man, like this is a regular person doing regular stuff. Nah, man, they still ain't regular doing regular stuff. Right. Well, I mean, now they are because they don't know the rules anymore.
Right. And that was a part of our culture growing up. You know, I was in school all through my time in the Bay Area, and you know, I remember we would go out and yell at girls from the car. And, you know, I remember in eighth grade, a game that we used to play was just grabbing a girl's butt. You know what I mean?
That's so funny. When you were just talking, I was just thinking about the wood. And I was thinking about that whole part of the wood.
Yeah, we just played sexual assault in school. Good thing I never. Because they, if I ever ran for president, they'd be like, hold on, Brian was the number one ass grabber in 7 days. We can all do it.
Oh man.
So all right. So what song are you most looking forward to being played from? We'll do both. So both of y'all, what song are y'all most looking forward to hear from Too Short?
In the Trump for me.
I don't know if I have a particular Too Short song that I'm waiting to hear. Cause like I said, I'm a fan of I'm a fan of Too Short being Too Short, but his music never really sat with me.
Yeah.
You can literally play whatever 40 song you want and I'll be hyped. But what I do want to see, because I think this is the closeout, right? In my head at least. Too Short's gonna drop Blow the Whistle.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna drop Blow the Whistle. And E-40 should drop Yay Area and slap that. Like, I feel like that's the Clash of the Titan songs. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear Too Short drop Blow the Whistle, and right after that, I want to hear 40 drop Yay Area.
And that's such a dope beat. Yay Area is such a dope beat.
It's so hard.
I can't get enough of hearing that Diggable Planets sample in the background, and then yeah, it's a crazy beat.
Yeah,
I have no idea what Yay Area is.
We beat to rap what key beat to lot. We beat to rap what key beat to lot.
Yeah, it's a Rick Rock beat. I think it's off a Ghetto Report card. It should be the very first song on there.
Yeah, you need to listen to Yay Area real quick. I remember when I was out in Bay and I was doing shows, as a rapper, you drop that the beat and do a freestyle over whatever, and I would drop that, and it was just nuts, instant. I'm winning this show.
And you know what else is crazy? Things as like that album should have been E-40's Fall Off. At that point, he wasn't as popular, and he fell into that category of most of the Bay Area rappers. Like, he wasn't going to get that much more globalization after he already got it.
He was done. He was old guy in the Bay rap.
Yeah, he was old guy, and then that album came out and put him back in the game. So he was already like, you know, he was a senior at that point when it came out. So that is a pretty interesting timeline with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Too Short could definitely, you know, clean things up if he plays Fight the Film, and you know that do 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 do, you know, because that'll definitely get everybody, you know, turned up to hear that. That had Rapid Forte on it, so he's got some shit.
We'll see. Yeah.
Are your homies that still in the Bay? Like, have you talked to any of them recently? Are they making like a big deal about this? Like, how is the Bay feeling about this matchup?
I haven't really heard any of my dudes talk about like, yo, it's about to be crazy. I think it's just, what's understood don't need to be said. I think it's just like they know it's for the Bay. They'll watch it if they're even watching the battles. You know what I mean? Like my homies and most of, you know, that fan base are, you know, they're kind of like me and Brian, where, man, we old, dog.
Yeah.
Like this is cool. We love these rappers, but man, am I really gonna carve out my Saturday?
Yeah, I'm gonna stay up
to sit and watch this on Instagram. So I don't know. Like I haven't heard a whole lot of my dudes really kicking dust up about it.
Yeah.
I'll probably look on my Facebook feed and probably have a mix, you know, collage of people that are going to be like really, really into it. So, you know, I got guys that are in my 40s that are still turned up, you know what I mean? They ain't settled down. So they do their thing. They're probably going to have time to watch this and make it a big event. And then, you know, on the other side, you got a lot of people that's just, you know, they're going to root it because, you know, it's something that's familiar to them and nostalgic, but they probably are going to invest the time to sit up and watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Anything that I feel like that we didn't cover, went over about the AEA?
I mean, sounds like you hit all points. It's like it'll be a dope battle. Like I said, I think less a battle and more just like it'll be a good moment for the Bay.
Well, you know, they try to brand it Swiss Beats, try to brand it as, you know, it's a celebration, and I think this is definitely going to be the definition of a celebration of bodies of work.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. This is going to be a Bay Area celebration. I'm definitely planning to celebrate it.
I agree. Well, I think.
What do we need to be sipping on, Haji, to be in the right mood for that? Like, what's on the drink menu for Saturday night?
Eric and Jerk. You
need. Yes, but we definitely some yak, definitely cognac.
Yeah.
You need daylight Eric and Jerk in minutes.
You need a Vega blunt. And a bag of Funyuns.
I'll do the bag of Funyuns. I can't do no Easy Jesus. I can't really do any cognac either, man. I might.
It's terrible. It's terrible liquor. I don't know why. I mean, it's not even good going down. I don't know.
I'm not a yak fan. I'm not a yak fan either. But if you're talking Bay, or just the straight brandy wine, if you want to get like Bay gutter, like Mission Street gutter,
oh,
just some straight E&J.
Jesus, I can't do it. I ain't done that. I haven't done that since I become an adult. Like. Like, once I found out the stuff that you got to reach down for is bad, you like, no, you don't, like, nah, like, nah, I got money, I don't reach down.
Nah, I got me a good job, I don't need this.
Yeah, like, you know, I run a successful podcast.
you must want to be impotent for the evening. So you don't want your dick hard. Yeah, go ahead and get.
Oh man, that's good stuff.
All right, hey, so Brian, what you got? Anything coming up? Any virtual comedy shows that people can follow or find you?
Nothing virtual. I'm back out in the real world, and I mean, like I said, I got shows coming up. On the 4th and on the 5th with Reed Clark at the Barzar, probably soon to be canceled. So just stay tuned for some shit if it doesn't happen. I got shows down at a brewery on the 1st of the year, and they spread me out. I'm actually doing a corporate, we got like an employee party on Saturday. I gotta go do this guy's his company. He hired me out.
Okay. Because people that's listening to this in China or wherever probably have no idea what you're talking about. But if they're interested, where can they find you at to see what you do have going on?
Okay, well, you can get me on my Instagram at Granger9680. And then, you know, follow me on Facebook. I put stuff out there pretty frequently when I get it.
Okay. And Mr. Fang, what you always got something going on. What you got in the pipeline?
Man, it's criminal time. I'm out here busting off these commissions. So if you want artwork, I ain't doing no events. I'm just doing artwork, trying to earn a living so I can get this yacht. But if you are looking for anything from me, just hit me up on Instagram at HPFangs, and that'll direct you to the website, the web store, and all of that other jams you can see for art and doodles and stuff.
Yeah, you can find that E40 too short piece, you know, versus.
Yeah. Good limited run. You do E40 too short stickers, stick figures.
That's fine. I want that.
Have you ever done an E40 piece, HP?
Nah, I did a Mac Dre piece. There was there was like a month, I think last year, where all I was doing was rappers. So just it. I was doing all rappers. But I never got around to E40.
I want to see that Mac Dre one.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't get like the real legend of the Bay, MC Hammer.
Man, if you don't get out of here. But I mean, look, a Hammer and Vanilla Ice versus, I would love to see that.
Yeah, like, but neither one of them got 20 songs.
At least.
Neither one of them have 20 songs.
No, Hammer got 3 albums.
Hammer definitely got 20 songs. Yeah, look, easy. He had 20 songs on like the first album.
But not,
don't forget. Look,
they have 20 songs. The 20 songs that people want to hear.
Don't forget.
Oh, no. You ain't say all that.
I mean, that's what the verses is. It's not just 20 songs. It's 20 hits or classics.
I don't think Vanilla Ice has got 20 hits. That definitely
Vanilla,
not.
Vanilla Ice has two songs.
He has two.
Two.
But
maybe three.
I just want to see them go at it. It won't be great. I just want to see him go at it.
I want to see DJ Quick and Ice Cube go at it.
No, DJ Quick and MC8.
DJ Quick and MC8?
Yeah.
MC8 ain't got enough hits to match up with him.
I don't see MC8 and Spice One.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Spice One is from the Bay, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's not from Oakland.
He's not from Oakland?
No, I think he's from like Alameda, or he's from San Leandro, because them Oakland dudes was threatening to kill his ass if he didn't stop saying he was from Oakland. So you notice later on in the song he started saying East Bay Killer, and he wasn't saying like I'm from like Oakland Killer, none of that shit.
Mm. Yo, Brian, I just tagged you in that Mac Dre piece.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so you should see it when you go on Instagram.
All right.
Oh, yeah, and I also in the little group, I also sent that picture of Too Short looking so sad with that baby. You're like, man, I got a baby. I'm 50 and I got a baby. Hey, well, I am your host, the Inquisitive Mind of Louis T. You can find me on YouTube, IMOLT Podcast, or right here on the Versus Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to all. And you can also follow us on Versus Podcast on Instagram. Inquisitive Mind of Louis T will be dropping the ATM Stack Boy Band of Brothers reunion streaming in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hopefully starting the first Friday of February 2021, permitting. I do want to thank my guests for joining me for the special edition of the Versus Podcast, episode 15, Brian HP Fangs. Thank y'all so much, because like I said, I don't know what me and the other guys and would have really talked about with this one, but I am excited. Like I'm just excited to see old rappers do verses, because I don't think they've really done any old rappers yet.
Yeah.
So maybe I would really like to see like KRS-One and Ice Cube. Or like, KRS-One versus LL Cool J or something like that. Oh, KRS-One versus Chuck D.
Would that be done in a Las Vegas lounge room? Is that?
Yeah. So maybe, maybe they can get like a residency gig out there.
I want to see all the old Luke dancers. Burlesque show.
Yo, Luke versus Too Short would have been kind of ill.
Man, that would have been dope.
You know, like that right,
that would have been nasty.
Yeah, that would have been real nasty. Like, what if they brought some of the Too Short brought some of his original hoes, and then Luke brought some of his old dancers, and the titties just be hanging, like just dragging everywhere.
Grandma.
You know, yeah. And like people be like, oh my God, that's my mama. I didn't know my mama was a hoe. Shoot, the way it goes, that could be somebody grandmama. My grandma, Nana was a hoe.
Like, actual information.
Oh my goodness. You imagine seeing that picture in the house?
Yo, somebody, there's some hoes blowing off the dust off that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, they somebody's moms and grandmas and aunties, and you got some stuff to explain.
I was the third ass cheek from the right,
prominently on the right.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, all right, guys. I will talk to y'all in the chat and other means of communication.
All right. All right.